This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 539. Tanya overcomes IELTS writing sins.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we talk to Tanya, a Three Keys student and writing winner, about the challenging cultural aspects of writing in English and controlling the overwhelming feelings of your exam preparation. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have an awesome guest today, a student in our course who wrote the most incredible essay this month and won the Writing Wizard Contest. Guys, remember, if you are in our course as well, we do this every month, you guys. I post a new task 2 question that you could easily see on exam day, and it's your chance to practice writing an essay, enter the contest, maybe win, and you can also upgrade to get feedback from me. Okay, so Tanya, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
Hi, Jessica. Yeah, my name is Tanya. I'm living south of Brazil, this is my first time taking IELTS, so I'm kind of overwhelmed right now.
Oh gosh. Yeah. So guys, also, like, if you're the wizard winner, you get a 15-minute strategy session with me. And so Tanya and I were talking about this a little bit. Why do you feel overwhelmed?
Because before I search about IELTS, I thought that I just need to learn English. And since I work with people from USA, I thought I was good. And then I discovered that is half of the way.
Yeah. Yeah, guys. I mean, it is an English test, of course, but it's a test. And every test has its quirks and its weird eccentricities that you have to be familiar with. And it can be overwhelming, guys. That's why Tanya and I talked a bit about what her study plan is going to be like between now and the exam. Guys, it helps. I can't tell you how much it helps to have a solid study plan to depend on. Do you feel like, yes, it's overwhelming, but do you feel like the roadmap is helping you to sort of like get over that?
Yeah, totally. I think now I'm less uncomfortable with the testing all the areas. Okay. And I have to learn again how to write because it's different from the way I learned at high school.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So what are the differences? So obviously you grew up in Brazil, right?
Yeah.
Because there are cultural biases. I talked about this with Ben McBride recently on the show, and how you communicate in English writing might be different from what you grew up learning in your culture. So how would you say, like, what are the differences that you've noticed?
The biggest one, I could say that Portuguese is wordy, the way we write the essay. Like, your opinion, when you show your opinion, it's only in the last part of the essay. So this
right.
is the, yeah, this is the big one. And it's like, if you are able to use a lot of words, it's better.
That's yeah. such a good point, though. I think, you know, honestly, I think a lot of people listening from a variety of cultural backgrounds will identify with that, because English, I mean, just as far as my experience goes, English is definitely the most direct yes. in its communication. So my students from most countries in Asia, my students from across the Middle East, they all are coming at IELTS with this same background that doesn't match up with getting the highest scores. I mean, guys, like being wordy, like you said, that's a great word, wordy. Being wordy is not going to help you. Mostly it ends up distracting us, pulling us from the main point, from sticking to the topic and really proving that in direct specific ways that is required for a 7 or higher in task achievement. I mean, if you describe too much, if you like sort of stay general or describe the same idea in more than one way, that's band score 6 or lower. Like it's, you can't get higher than that. So, okay. Do you feel like the writing module has really sort of showed you the way, like how to nail what the examiner is looking for?
Yes, yes. The linking words helped a lot because then you have the structure of the essay. So, and it's a lot of words, so you don't need to worry a lot about words. And I like the idea to have only one example. Like in Portuguese, you are used to have more than one. Like if you have 5 examples to put there, you can put that. And I think it's better this way.
We don't have time for that on IELTS, though. I mean, like, it's not just cultural expectations, it's time constraints, you know? Yes. And, like, I think even in an English essay, like a research paper, the more examples, the better, for sure. But again, like, IELTS, it's not a research paper. It's not like anything else you've written. It is a very specific thing that you have to fit into 40 minutes. And yeah, that you, most people need support for that.
Yes. Yeah, it's like you are doing something illegal, almost illegal, when you try to put like only one example and write your opinion in the first, like in the introduction, you are telling me all the words. I mean, my opinion, that is something that never happened before.
So like, do you feel like you're like breaking some sort of cultural rule? Like, is it almost impolite in your mind?
Yes. It's almost sinful.
Oh my God, I love that so much. I think I'm going to use that in the title. IELTS writing is sinful. That's fantastic. I hereby absolve you of all your writing sins. You are free to continue to score highly. Hello, lovely IELTS students. If you want to get over the overwhelming feeling that many candidates experience every day with the thousands of IELTS resources, just trust our system. We are here to get you to the scores you need. It is guaranteed, guys, to raise your IELTS scores. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Let's just talk a little bit about how amazing your essay was. So I think the two things I liked best about it, one was how specific you got in your examples. Like, they're so strong. The first example about Brexit, I'm just going to read this for our listeners, and I will put it in the blog post as well, guys. Come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and just search Tanya, T-A-N-I-A. And you could read some of this amazing stuff. Okay. So the question this month was, in some countries, the right to vote is granted at the age of 18. Many feel this is too young for undertaking this important decision. What is your opinion? Okay, so Tanya, would you say you had a strong opinion about this, like, before you wrote?
I don't think I have. I don't think I thought about that before. That was just, I just was writing about that in the moment, and I decided that I was, like, against the idea of age for vote in that moment.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, guys, it doesn't matter what your opinion is, even if you don't have one, just choose one. Just choose a side. It doesn't matter which side. Okay, so I just want to read your example from paragraph 2. Let's see. The main justification is that at this age, they do not have their identity completely formed and could be manipulated. For instance, a study published by Oxford in 2017 observed that 56% of Brexit's voters under the age of 20 claimed that their decision was influenced by famous personalities and social media. Bravo. That is just awesome. So guys, remember, you can fake stuff, but it has to be believable. And what I love about this is it pulls from the headlines. It pulls from real information that we know, like Brexit happened. Yeah. Like that's a disaster. And yes, some of it was caused by influences outside politics, right? So you're pulling from stuff that's real, right? You're just putting a number on it is all. So how did you come up with that example? Was it difficult to come up with, or?
No, I like that this part to made up things and like just I would like to use that in real life.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
You could just make stuff up as you go. Yeah. Well, some people do that. But I don't recommend being friends with those people.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. So the very specific, believable, appropriate examples were fantastic, very formal. And then you used a personal example in paragraph 2. So guys, remember, it is important to have a variety of examples, right? You can't make everything up. Just make up one thing. And then the other thing, which was amazing, which guys, you heard when I read those sentences, was the vocab. So Tanya, do you have any tips for listeners on how they could reach the level of vocabulary that you have?
Well, I like to read. That was the way I learned English, was reading.
Yeah. Awesome.
And so sometimes I know, I just know words. I don't know how I know that, you know. So yeah, I think just consuming a lot of information is the best way. And don't think a lot about that, you know, just enjoy your time. But I don't think a lot about what the words I'm using.
No, but that's such a good observation, though, because if we think how native speakers in any language learn vocab or learn words, it's sort of passive absorption, right? Like we read it over and over, we hear it over and over, and then it worms its way into our brains and we can use it. That's it takes a lot of effort because it's a lot of time. But that is one of the best ways to get vocabulary, you guys, just by consuming as much information as possible, hopefully splitting that up between reading and listening, right? Because if you're preparing for IELTS, you do need both. Okay, fantastic. Tanya, do you have any last tips for our listeners today on developing their sinful IELTS writing?
Yeah, I think you just need to trust your method. You know, you are like, you don't have another option. You can like mix methods there or try to create yourself. So just trust. I think that is the best. And that will make even, I'm liking
That's
English
awesome.
A little more right now.
Oh, I love
I'm
that.
Learning.
You know, what really warms my heart is this is something I hear from a lot of students, guys, that the habits they form in our course, through our study plan, through finding different resources and discovering that English can be fun. You guys, you're learning ideas, not just English. You're just expanding your world in ways that go far beyond IELTS. And these are habits that can be lifelong. And studying for IELTS, it is, you know, you're learning about stuff you're going to use in the future too. And it should be fun, guys. It should be motivating. Because like we talked about at the beginning of the show, the test can be overwhelming. So if you can find a way to stay motivated and interested and actually enjoy the process, then all the better. So guys, if you're ready to get access to the same system of strategies that Tanya has been using to get over these uncomfortable writing thoughts, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on the show today, Tanya.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.